Massachusetts has become the 10th state in the country to allow for-profit corporations to structure themselves in a new way. The legislation allows these benefit corporations to prioritize business goals that create good jobs, restore the environment, help society, and attract socially conscious investors. Andrew Cassay, the founder of B-Lab, tells me about the motivation to create these benefit corporations.
A lot of companies are changing the way they function because the entrepreneurs who run them want their businesses to reflect their values and to use business to add value to society.
Cassay says these B Corps are making a pretty strong statement.
They're doing it to attract talent because they recognize that more and more young people coming out of school are just not willing to work for companies where they have to leave their values at home each day.
Now, some B Corps will be able to earn an official designation similar to the LEED certification for developers or Fair Trade designation for food suppliers. I ask Cassay what companies operate now in Massachusetts as benefit corporations.
So some of the companies that were there today when the Massachusetts legislation became effective and became some of the first benefit corps in Massachusetts included a company called Dancing Deer that makes baked goods, a company called Demagi, which is a technology business actually that chose to reincorporate out of Delaware where they were incorporated and into Massachusetts.
Now, the new benefit corporation designation does not offer any tax breaks nor other monetary benefits. These corporations are required by the new law to have at least one benefit director who ensures that the company does indeed serve public benefit in measurable and reportable ways. I'm Anthony Silva, WBZ News Radio 1030.